Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Gwen Sheltimer, my co-host Felicity Sidnell-Reed, and our guest this week, bookseller Tom Kerr. So you told us a little bit about Campbellford and how the store came to be. Maybe tell us a little bit about yourself.
Born in Campbellford, raised and barbecued, went off to college, came back, I don't know why, but ended up on the farm again. Partnership with my dad, and then successfully took over the farm a few years later.
Yeah, we need more people like you.
After I finished college, before wife, mortgage, and a kid dog, I backpacked around the world.
Oh.
So no matter where I go, no matter what time it is, I'm always in time because I'm a day ahead.
Okay.
Because I backpacked
you
back.
Never all mind. The way around, yeah.
I went around the, yeah, right.
Took me a minute, but okay.
Hey, it's all this time continuum thing.
Yeah. Well, that actually raises an interesting point. If you have all these experiences and you sell books, do you write?
I've written a few. I used to have a column in the Campbellford Herald. Later on, I had a column in the magazine Dairy Farmer and a column in the Ontario Farmer. And I didn't want to go any farther than that.
Yeah.
Because that was enough, because I was also full-time farming.
Yeah, I can see that. So what attracted you to Campbellford itself? I know you grew up there, but why is it a special community for you?
It's a great community. It has everything. We've got the movie theater. We've got the bowling alley. We've got all the shops. We got Stedman's.
Indeed.
And of course, now that I'm in my aging stage, we've got the hospital. We've got the community care.
And a great senior citizen center too. I know I've been to a couple of things there. Now, getting back to your customers, sometimes when I've been in the store, I've noticed that you have a lot of local history books. So do you have a lot of local history buffs amongst your customers or people interested in genealogy or
don't forget,
like that?
People that are moving in want to know the local history.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you have to have local history books. They don't know that the Riot Act has been read in Canada three times, once for the FLQ crisis, once for something to do with the Mackenzie uprising, and once in Campbellford.
Oh no, what for?
My older brother was involved, and I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Okay then. So do many of the families in the area have deep roots there?
Yeah. Great ancestors come over on the boat. There was a father and three boys. Funny thing, though, is when they got here off the boat, they all went in different directions. But great-grandfather or great-great or super-great moved here, and they've been here since.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are also a lot of tourists that come through Campbellford. And, we have our chocolate factory and cheese factories and all the things that seem to interest tourists. How about books? Do you get a lot of tourists coming into your bookstore?
Yeah. We've had many people stop because of that. Many people actually move to the area because there's a bookstore, and they figure it's a more affluent area because they have a bookstore.
Interesting.
Well, we thought it was weird too, but...
And do they look for a different kind of book than the town residents?
Yeah. Which is why we have to have such a wide variety of different categories of titles.
Because I know when I travel, I try to look in the local bookstores anyway for local authors, because invariably they're not stocked anywhere else.
But in the area of the locality of which they're in.
Yeah. So do you make a point of stocking your local authors?
We do.
Yeah.
We receive self-published and local author books all the time.
Great.
A standard procedure, and when they're sold, we reorder.
Excellent. Good to hear. Yeah. Now, if people wanted to find out more about the district around Campbellford, what books would you suggest they read?
Gleanings. That was put out by the Historical Society a number of years ago, and it is the most wonderful put-together gathering of information for Campbellford and Seymour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually have a copy of that.
Yeah. Anything in that index, that was put together by my son when he was in high school. So anything wrong there, I can give you the number and you can go get it.
Can you tell us some stories of the bookstore over the years, things that have...
Well, we did the Harry Potter party craze.
Oh, so what did you do then?
Well, we got permission by the town, closed off the street out in front of the store. The whole street was closed off at midnight for the release of book number 4, I believe it was. Could be 3. And in the result, we ended up getting the award for having the largest party town our size, demographic size,
right,
in Canada.
Oh, cool. And who gives out that prize?
J.K. Rowling.
Oh.
I have a signed copy of her book.
Wow.
Yeah. We had all sorts of things. Prizes, awards, costumes. One chap made us a Harry Potter wand. Woodworked in his shop. Really nice wand. Doers made up the cake. They brought it out on a great big 4x8 sheet of plywood. It was, you know, all decked up. And the kids went through that like a lawnmower.
They weren't afraid it was going to taste odd like the Harry Potter candies.
No, no. We've done other things. We've had different authors in to do signings and guest speaks. We've worked well with Grannies for Africa. The group in Warkworth has a gathering every year of an author, a guest author, and we work closely with them. Mm-hmm. We work very closely with the Aeron Cinema. It's not open in the daytime.
Right.
So we're open in the daytime, and we help sell their tickets.
Oh, okay, that's good.
So if there's an event like Second City, we sell them their tickets.
Yeah, so because they also do things like Cinefest series, don't they, of art films and things like that.
Yeah, so we're sort of tourist information as well on this side of the bridge.
Yeah, well, you're in the perfect spot. You're literally within walking distance of the water. So,
because people keep coming in all the time and saying, hey, Tom, where can I find blah, blah, blah? And I usually know what store, or try to make sure I relatively know what store different things are in.
Yeah.
And send them in the right direction.
Yeah, I have great admiration for independent booksellers. It must be really hard in today's economy trying to compete against Chapters and online books and all the rest of it. And do you find that?
I've noticed it. Mm-hmm. Probably it was never very easy. The markup on books is not very high. It's not one of those, I can sell one of these and if it doesn't sell, no big deal. Mm-hmm. No, you don't make very much on a book. But on the other hand, this is my retirement.
Right.
Or semi-retirement.
So do you have any advice for somebody who would like to open a bookstore?
That's a good question. Because we've had people from time to time stop in and look around, oh, I would love to own a bookstore. And I'd say, here, it's yours.
Sign on the line, right here.
No matter whether it's a bookstore or a gift shop, anything, you cannot be in love with what you are selling. You can like what you're selling, but if you're in love with what you're selling, then you're not going to keep the right perspective on what you're selling.
Right.
I like books. I love books. In fact, I'm rereading my Hardy Boy books right now. But if somebody wanted to own a bookstore, it's not hard to do. It's being good to your customers, getting back to them when they ask a question. I'm a terrible speller. I did all right with cat and dog, but when I got into those four-letter words and beyond, it's terrible. But it also apparently has given me ability to find things, because not everybody always keys into the computer the correct spelling.
Right.
So when people are looking for books, I have a good ability to find them. So we find not only current titles, but out-of-print titles to help them on their way. I got book 3 for Christmas. What's book 1 and 2? And you find things like that.
Well, that's great, because I know the big box stores don't do that for you. So.
Well, they do a good job. Mm-hmm. No joking aside, they have a good system, but they work on the model of you buy what's on our shelf. But I will never take anything away because they have a good program going. You can also order online. They have a good system.
Well, many thanks, Tom, for coming in and telling us a bit about your life as a community bookseller and letting us share some of your experiences from Kerr's Corner Books and the town of Campbellford.
You got it!
And listeners, to connect with Felicity and myself, please send comments, queries, or suggestions for whom we might interview in future programs to us at our website, wordonthehills.com, where you'll find all the shows are archived and available to listeners at any time. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll join us for another program next week at Sunday, 1 p.m., right here on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.